singing on.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be to the Ancient of Days.
Sing unto the Ancient of Days. The Lord's loving kindness.
The Lord's loving kindness. Indeed, will never cease. And His compassions, they will never fade away. They are new. They are new every morning. They are new every day. For great is Thy faithfulness.
Praying in the Lord's loving. Thank you.
All things, he can give grace, he can move your
Somebody told me you lit your burning when you get in trouble. You bring me well. Somebody told me you lit your burning when you get in trouble. You bring me well. Somebody told me you lit your burning when you get in trouble. You bring me well. Somebody told me you lit your burning when you get in trouble. You bring me well. Somebody told me you lit your burning when you get in trouble. You bring me well. Somebody told me you lit your burn when you get a drama. We'll bring you out, he'll bring you out. Bring you out, tell somebody he'll bring you out. I dare you just to shout before we go, and I dare you. I think he deserves it, don't you? One, two, three, and one, two, three. place tonight. Come on, don't you dare. Don't sit on me. Guarantee for you. Don't worry about nobody. Got a guarantee for you. If you praise God, if you praise God, He'll open heaven for you, and you'll have a victory. How many you got a blessing? How many you need a blessing?
And I'm not going to mess with you on them. But somebody needs a breakthrough. God said he'll bust heaven wide open for you, give you a blessing that you don't have enough room to receive. Let the Holy Ghost come on down. Ready? How many are ready? Oh, they're not ready for it. Somebody say, go on, Pastor, leave me alone. Now you're going to be glad in a couple of days, you hear me? Ready? I'm going to count to three, and I just want you to give them a quick praise. Even you, Brother X, especially you, Brother Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, praise.
Your soul and emotion. No place like nation. No place. soul and emotion. Love, commitment, devotion. Give him your heart, your soul and emotion. Love, commitment, devotion. Give him your heart, your soul and emotion. No.
Brother Jesse, give and pray. Love, commitment, devotion. Give him your heart, your soul, and emotion. No place like nations.
Just lift your hands to the Lord. Amen. Just soak in his presence. Get all you can get. Hallelujah. His presence is in this place. And we know, of course we know that God is everywhere. But when he manifests himself, it's for you. Amen. He's got something for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So just receive from him. Be receptive. Just concentrate on God for just a second. Receive this night's tithes and offerings. We have offering envelopes. If you're giving by cash and would like one, Brother Rex will hand one to you. Anybody? Praise God. Wow, everybody's writing a check tonight. Praise God. I'm teasing y'all. Thank you, Jesus. You've heard God. If you have, you prepared in your heart what you should give tonight, stand with me and just begin to worship God with your offering. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's a good thing to give. Always give. Amen. You can't outgive God. You just can't. You can try. And if you think you can, I encourage you to try, because let me tell you, his blessings will overtake you. You can't do it. You may think you can, but God wants to bless you. When you surrender yourself by stepping out in obedience in the area of giving, you open up a whole new window of blessings. And let me tell you, they will overtake you. You can be overwhelmed with the blessing of God. It doesn't matter who you are. Amen? All it takes is a little bit of faith. The woman with the issue of blood, I mentioned her a couple of services ago. She wasn't anybody special. She didn't have a special degree. She didn't have anything special. The only thing she had that was special was she had a lot of pain. She had a disease she had had for years and years and years. And there are a lot of experts that could tell you all about that disease, but she knew what it was like to be in that condition. She knew the pain and suffering of that condition. And you know what? her desire and her faith to just reach out and touch God made her whole. And I want to tell you that that simple faith to reach out and touch God can change your situation. That's all you need. It's that simple. It really is. So if you've heard God and you've prepared what to give, just lift your hands with me. We're just going to pray. Father, we love you. It's our desire, Father, to bless you. We step out in the area of giving. We step out in faith, Father, to touch you, to get your attention. Oh, Father, there's a crowd of believers that are all around you, but Father, we press through that crowd to touch you tonight, Father. That special faith, Father. We have needs in this place, Father, and we touch you, we reach out and touch you, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you're changing these circumstances around by your power. These are nothing for you. Nothing is too hard for you. We press into you tonight, Father, and we thank you that your grace is more than sufficient for everybody in this place, Father. I thank you for supernatural blessing and prosperity over everybody that's obedient to your word. And we give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you can bring your offerings up now.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Isn't God wonderful? Isn't God wonderful? If He's wonderful, give Him a hand. Amen. That's really good. Now y'all can be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know there were several people that Jesus hung with. Do you know that? There were several people that Jesus hung with. And some of them were very close to him. And one of the dudes that was really close to Jesus was John. He would rest his head on the chest of Jesus. They hung. So obviously, John had some things within him that Jesus liked. Right? Do you think John spending that time with, do you think a little bit of Jesus would have rubbed off on John? Having him rest his head upon the Lord's breast? Having him keep John so close? Do you think he would have, could you tell that he'd been with Jesus? If you would meet the apostle John, do you think that you would see a little bit of God in him? Amen. Could you just take, couldn't you sense that he had been with God, that there'd be something about him? What happened to you, John? He would have known Jesus, and Jesus would have made a difference in his life. So John's very special, isn't he? And if John were going to minister here tonight, you know, we all get excited about people that know people. And you think, well, if you can't get to know the president, you get to know whoever's close to him. If you can't know Brother Hagin, let's know Brother Marty Blackwelder or something. Amen? But if John were going to come here, wouldn't you be excited? The one that gave us, amen, that saw into heaven, gave us the great revelation. Wouldn't you like to get around this mighty man of God? They don't even know whether the brother died or not. Do you know that? He was a deep brother. And if he were going to minister here tonight, now there are so many people that claim Christianity, claim to know the Lord, claim to know so many things, but they don't have the heart of the Father on the inside of them. But if John were here tonight, he would minister something to you. And it would be in the third epistle of John. Third John, let's go there. Third John. Glory to God. And he would say, beloved. Now, he was the apostle of love, wasn't he? Isn't he cool? He'd tell you, love people. I wish above all things. And people get upset with mighty men of God. Mighty people go, why are you always talking about prosperity? Why are you always talking about abundance? Why are you always talking about money and all these things? But this man of God that had been with Jesus said something. And you know what he said? He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Let's say prosper. And be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Say, it's the will of the Lord that you increase and you be in health and that your mind be stabilized. Somebody say hallelujah. God is a good God, isn't he? Somebody say prosper and be in health. Prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Look at somebody and say, I want to be whole. Say it one more time. I want to be completely whole. And Jesus is able to do that. I like what Joyce Meyer said. Joyce Meyer turned around and she said, she looked into the camera. She said, you know what? Jesus is able to fix you or to heal you everywhere you hurt if you let him. How many of you ready to let God do what he wants to do? Right here, if you were going to hang out with God's people, it says this. Go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. Do you want to learn how to get blessed, how to get something from God? How many of you want to learn that? You know, how many of you are tired of being in lack and being in need? I'm giving you what the Lord gave me to give you tonight. But it says this real quick. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. So say keys to the kingdom. Say kingdom keys. How many are ready to open the door to opportunity? Open the door to blessing. Look at me. You can open the door. You're no longer bound. You can come out. You can get revelation and you can open the door and walk on into it and see wonderful things start to happen for you. Even when the world says it's not supposed to. You can open the door to success. You can open the door to opportunity. It's not locked to you anymore. The Bible says, listen, I've come here to give you life, and not just any kind of life, but life. Everybody say more. Everybody say the word more. More. Say it one more time. More. Are you going to get in on what God wants you to do and what God wants you to have? He said, I came to give you life and life more. He's the God of more than enough. He's El Shaddai, isn't he? El Shaddai. If it's not more than enough, you don't know him yet. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some more of him that you can know. He's the God that fills all in all. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever think, ask, or imagine. He's a great God, and he's a good God. Don't limit him. He can do anything, and there's nothing more that he wants to do than to take care of you, than to bless you and to break you out. And all you got to do is hear it. But you're never going to be able to receive anything until you hear it. And as soon as you hear it and hear it and hear it again and hear it again and put your faith to it, that stuff's going to start to manifest. Look at me in my face. What you hear is going to manifest for you. If God said he's going to bless you, if God said he's going to bring you out, guess what? He is going to do it. He will do it. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care if you're living under a bridge. Glory to God. You hear the word of God, he will make a way out of no way. He is not going to leave you where you are. He's not going to leave you where you are. He says, come and follow me. He's not going to just come and hang with you. I like that about Jesus. People say, oh, Lord, come and dwell in my life. He's not just going to come and be where you are. He says, come on up out of where you are and follow me. Follow him. Now, he's seated with you. Amen. He's got some blessing going on, doesn't he? He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He owns everything. Glory to God. He's going back to receive what the Father has given him, and he wants you to follow him there. If he's blessed, guess what? You can follow him in blessing.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, who you following? Say it again, who you're following. He is not willing to leave you where you are. Come up. Up out of the muck, up out of the miry clay. He'll lift you if you listen. And if you hold on, somebody say praise the Lord. It works. God is not a respecter of person. I like the song Mahalia Jackson used to sing when I was a kid. My grandmother used to play it. Amen. There is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. I tell you what, he's no respecter of person. He'll do it for you. Oh, that one's special. This one's special. No, if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. You have to get the same kind of faith. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't you let anybody lie to you. Lie to you. Somebody say he's preaching the gospel right now. People don't understand that. They think that the gospel is just one-sided. But I'm going to tell you, the gospel is a whole lot more than you think it is. Somebody say hallelujah. Said he came to preach the gospel to the poor. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what's the gospel? The good news. Somebody say the good news. The good news is that you got release. You don't have to be there anymore. Amen. You don't have to be stuck in the muck anymore. You don't have to be stuck under anymore. You can come up and come out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say tell him. Tell him. This is what it's all about. This is what he'd preach if he were here. It's all over the word. Amen. Oh, we're going to get the revelation of it. We've talked it before and saw it manifest. Amen. You might not think we have anything right now. We're just getting started. Amen. But we've come a long way from where we used to be. Amen. And it's only just begun. It's tangible right now because we heard the word and stuck with it. Amen. When it didn't seem possible. I mean, believing for French fries, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about believing for French fries. Hallelujah. You look out there and you see we got blast, amen. We're able to go out there and receive vehicles and get to claim what vehicle you want to have, amen. That's a good thing. But you don't know, when we first started out in this thing, we had that Volvo still out in the back, that old Volvo station wagon. Still doesn't have air. We used to go preach the service, and we'd have to take off our shirts, amen, and hang the shirts in the back and drive to the church in T-shirts because you didn't want to have a wet shirt to preach in, amen? But God is able, isn't he? God is faithful. Well, you must have came good, amen. I just heard the Holy Ghost. I didn't know that you needed certain things. You know, you can go anywhere with the Word of God and prosper. You don't have to have a fresh start. You don't have to have anything to start with. All you need to start with is the Word and a little bit of faith. I forgot about a bunch of stuff. When I left Shreveport, I came here by faith. Amen. Came here by faith, just going, just listening to the Holy Ghost. I thought I was going to run to meet me, and I forgot that you need certain things. I forgot, hey, I might need a car. Wait a minute, I might need a house. When I moved, I packed up my desk. I wasn't thinking about furniture and the necessities. I packed up my desk, amen, and my books. Amen, that was as important to me. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
You have to walk through some things. But I thank God he turned it around, didn't he? And he's only just begun. Got up there with a group of people. I was supposed to go run some meetings in another part of Texas. We were gonna go run a revival meeting in another part of Texas. And I had a team of people I used to work with, and they were gonna come and run this meeting for me. So I went on ahead with one other guy that was gonna help me out. We went on ahead and they were gonna meet us later. And along the way, we stopped here in the Woodlands. And they said, well, God's about to do something in our church. It was a church here in the Woodlands. And you need to stay here and hold on. Don't worry about a thing. We'll take care of you. They really did, didn't they? They really took care of me well. We were living in a closet in the attic of the church, waiting for it to manifest. Turned down our meetings. Canceled every meeting that we had. Stuck us out there. You sit up here and say, hey, this is a brotherhood out here. We can make it. Somebody say, faith. See, you think that you got it rough. You don't know what rough is. See, we weren't out. I mean, we were out there doing the will of God and just forgot about certain things. They stuck and say, hey, we're going to do the Bible school. You taught in the Bible school before. We're going to open a Bible school. That's why you're going to stay here. Okay, I'll cancel my plan. We'll do this Bible school. And we're going to put it way out in some place called Hempstead. And you know black folk don't got no business going to towns you don't know about. Amen. Hallelujah. Especially Yankee ones. Amen. Stuck us out there in the middle of nowhere. Ain't no people out there. Left us there. And we forgot. And you know what? We just went out there. And one day I had this brother with me. He called me just this week. He finally got married. They're going to have twins. And he's naming that little boy after me. Praise the Lord. That's going to be a blessed little boy. I tell you that. And we had seen the mighty hand of God. We were just looking. We were hanging on, not because we needed something. We wanted to see a move of God. That's all we wanted to see. They wanted to have revival. We were supposed to run a revival. So we were hanging on for that. One day it got so rough. Christian people. Everybody say Christian people. You think we rough? Christian people can be a trip. They can know you don't have a dime, amen, and go out to eat right in front of you. And the ones with the money will cover each other's tab. And you sitting there looking. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. But he turns it around, doesn't he? He turns it around. And he can fix it. So if you want to be blessed, you got to realize that you can come from nowhere as long as you come with God. You don't have to have daddy big bucks. You don't have to have mama big bucks. You don't have, and many people say, well, I don't have the education. I don't have the job. I don't have the skills. I don't have this, I don't have that, amen? If you can see what you don't have anything. And you'll never have anything. But if you can see the potential that God has, amen? And what the Lord can do, amen? He'll cause you to prosper with what you got, amen? He'll cause you to live like kings. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You know, we walk in places. Sometimes you can fool people. I guess we're not fooling people. We're still trying to catch it. I mean, people hang out with me, and I'm not manifesting any big stuff, but I can walk into a business, and I can walk into the business, and you know what? Then people have nerve to think I'm loaded. And you have to catch them. And every once in a while, I hear this communication. I hear these remarks. I say, what are these remarks I'm hearing? What's going on? Oh, I get it. Look at somebody and say, he's trying to help you. Say, dummy. If you go to the hospital with a toothache, they're not going to talk about your feet. They're not going to be looking at your eyes when you got a toothache. Somebody say, hallelujah. If you go to the hospital with hemorrhoids, they're not going to put you up in front of the eye machine and say, read this chart. They're not going to do that for you. But we Christians can be the same dumb way. We find people in need and we preach everything but what the people need to hear to get over. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And I'm talking about what the Holy Ghost told me to talk about, because he's tired of seeing you broke, busted, and disgusted. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he made a way for you to get out.
Amen.
And all you got to do is listen to it, believe it, and put it into practice, and it'll start to manifest. Don't take long. What's taking so long? You to believe? Some of you don't know how close you are to blessing already. You have no idea how close you are to being blessed as it is. You don't know what's right in front of your face. I mean, that close. You have no idea how close you've been, amen, to receive stuff. But you don't believe nothing. Block it. I look for stuff to give away. And if I look for stuff to give away, don't you think God does? Oh, y'all are acting stupid in here tonight, amen? You might just hear this word and end up getting blessed. You might just hear this word and end up getting blessed. Can I preach it the way the Holy Ghost told me to preach it, amen? Talk the way he told me to talk, amen? God's been wanting to give you stuff for a long time. But you got to expand yourself. You got to expand your spirit. You got to expand your mind, because God wants to do a little bit more than what your little head can think up. You need to have the faith to believe. You know, if you have a lack of faith, everybody you minister is going to be in lack. You're going to be picking people up in trucks and doing all this other stuff. Glory to God. Increase your faith. He might bless you with a car. Give you one. Bus, truck, whatever it is. The greater the mission, the more you need to be blessed to fulfill it. Somebody say hallelujah. The greater the mission that God gives you, the more blessed you need to be to fulfill the mission that he's given you to fulfill. How would you like to be the general of somebody's army, but you can't receive reinforcements? We need bullets. We can't get it. The captain won't receive them. We getting low, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to have the potential to receive everything that God's got for you, because there's some things he wants to do through you. And you will. We're going to break that spirit. Amen. And you will go into increase. It's the will of the Holy Ghost. What do you have to do? Hear it, believe it, and wait. And he'll give you exactly what you said. Somebody say praise the Lord. Two things. How many are you glad to hear this? Two things you need to do in order to get what you need. Two things. First thing. So say, only be strong. Stop being weak-minded and wavering in your faith up and down. I believe I'm going to get it this week. I knew I wouldn't get it. I knew it wouldn't work out. That's not strong. That's double-minded. You have to be strong and very courageous. So say courageous. That means you got to have courage. There's some things God's going to call you to step out into by faith. You're going to have to take some chances sometime and step out. And if you don't have courage to step out, oh, I'm afraid. I might not have enough money to pay the bill. I might get put out. I can't handle that. Oh, I better stay where I'm at. It might not work out for me. That's for the other people. It's not for me. If I get that, I'm not going to be qualified for that job. I'm not even going to go for the interview. There's no reason for me to go out the door. I'm going to lose it before I get it. You know what that is? That is a lack of courage. Many of you are stuck fighting the same old stuff behind the main line because you have no courage to step out on the front line and to be bold about what God wants you to be bold about. Somebody say, only be strong. Say, only be strong and very courageous. You have to be courageous to hear the word of God and step out on it immediately, because things are not going to work until you do it. Many of your blessings is only a yes away. And you can say, well, man, what does God want to do? Okay. Well, he wants me to go do this. I don't see how it's going to work out. Well, you got to be courageous to get behind the wheel and start to drive. Amen. You got to be courageous. If you don't have any courage, you forfeit your blessing.
God's not going to bless you just where you are and leave you there. No, you got to follow him on to the next level. Say, I got to have, how many want to be blessed abundantly, overflowing? People that get blessed abundantly, overflowing are those that are courageous. Notice before the blessings of God really started to manifest on the new level that it has, God said, first of all, before anything happens, I want you to what? Stretch yourself. Enlarge yourself. It takes courage to enlarge yourself. How many ever got something? You get the choices. You know, you get plans. Bigger plan, small plan, smallest plan. Amen. The medium plan. Amen. And then the best plan. And we always shriek down for the worst, because knowing that's all we can hang with. Amen. So say courage. Everybody say it again, courage. God is not going to let you down. If he spoke a word, he's going to fulfill it. But you just make sure he said it. And he's not going to do it until you step out in it. You have to have courage. What if you have to walk on water to get where God wants you to go? You'll never get out there on the water unless you have what? Courage. Courage what? Courage for the water? No. Courage to believe God. That's the courage that God wants you to have. Not courage not to be afraid of all the circumstances. Of course, he doesn't want you to be afraid of the circumstances, but you need to have courage to hear the promise of God, to hear the word of God, and do something about it. Somebody say hallelujah. It says, only be thou strong and very. Somebody say very. Say very. Very. Say it again. Very. God wants to bless you and give you an expected, and his plan's bigger than you could ever think it is. His ways are higher than your ways. Glory to God. He wants you to pick up the pace and be as, you know what? The thing that you're most afraid, you have desires on the inside of you. Dreams on the inside of you. And some of you aren't stepping out of it because you don't see anybody else doing it. And nobody else is making a living at it. How could I do it? Some of you are supposed to step out in ministry. And you say, well, how am I going to take care of myself if I do that? How am I going to do this? I tell you what, you get courageous and do exactly what God told you to do, and he'll make a way. That's how you get blessed. But we're waiting for all the things to come together before we step out. You have to step out on the word. Some say the word. He's never let you down. You ought to trust him by now. You don't have to keep watching the commercials. You know, for God to get you to buy stuff, amen? We should hear his word, amen? He said, that's the best one for you. Go get it, amen? You don't have to read all the stuff. You don't have to, you know, you can just take what God has for you. And he'll bring you out. Somebody say, the gospel. Be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand. Some say, don't turn around. Stop turning around when you decided you're going to be blessed. Stop turning around when you decided you're going to have a stable mind. Stop turning around when you decide you're going to have joy. Stop turning around, glory to God. You're not going to ever get there turning around and wavering. One morning we wake up, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Then all of a sudden something happens. I don't know about it anymore. I better look this other way. And then God wanted me to go through this door, but man, there's some people behind that door. I ain't going down there. You see who's in front of that? No way. I better check this one over here. Some say, don't turn to the right or to the left. Go straight into what God has for you. Somebody say, hallelujah. Glory to God. You hungry? Some say, only be strong and very courageous. The devil doesn't want you to have everything God's got for you. He doesn't want you to have it. But you got to be strong and courageous and step out into it. Hallelujah. Say, I'm the blessed of God. I'm the redeemed of God. Say, God loves me. And he's got a wonderful plan for me. Thank God it's manifesting. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Ghost is in this place tonight. What a wonderful divine flow. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? And he says unto you, amen, hallelujah. I told you I'd make a way. He said, I told you I'd open doors for you. I told you I'd take care of you. I'd bless you. Don't fear. Be very courageous.
you're going to get to where I want you to go. The season that you're going to go into right now is not one of suffering. It's one of victory. It's one of victory. It's one of victory. And you do deserve a break today. Hallelujah. It's not that hard. He is going to do it. And he loves you because he loves you. Hallelujah. And he's also telling you, because you're stepping out to walk into the right thing of God. And you will do that. And the Bible also says, no good thing will he withhold from those that walk uprightly. So keep on walking into what God told you to walk into. And there won't be one good thing that God has for you. Amen. That he's going to be able to hold. And that's your problem right now. Amen. You've been walking uprightly before the Lord. You've been stepping closer. People have been wanting you to turn around, but you haven't turned to the right or to the left. You've been sticking to what God told you to stick to. The desire hasn't left your heart. It hasn't put you aside. It hasn't left you, and you just held on to it. And you're not even into it for the stuff. That's not your desire. Amen. But you got to understand, when you do certain things, there are repercussions. And there's a repercussion to walking uprightly. Amen. There's no good thing he will withhold from you. Amen. You got a bunch of stuff sitting up above your head that God wants to bless you with, that God wants to give you. Amen. Because of the way that you chose to walk and what you said yes to. Hallelujah. So say, you cannot. Say, you cannot separate the blessing from righteous living. You do the right thing. There is no way that you can stop the blessing of God. You want to tick God off? You want to frustrate heaven? Don't clean out your cabinets. When you've done things and you've done your stuff and you've blessed and you've done all this other stuff, don't you know you store it up? Amen. You got to clear it out. Some of you are heavy in the heavenlies and you need to learn to receive what God has for you, because it does some things for you. Blessings just don't feed your ego. It doesn't just feed your flesh. It also does things to you spiritually. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. The kindness and the love and the mercy of God, guess what it does? It leads, everybody say leads, men to repentance. There are so many people that are on the wrong track, that will go on the wrong track and stay on the wrong track. Amen. Because they don't receive the kindness, love, and mercy of God. Because the plan of God, see, there are some things God wants you to through that you can only walk through blessed. Amen. There are some things about your life that when you open up and start to receive all the good that God has for you, all the blessing that God has for you, guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to start to repent from some things. There's some things you're going to turn from. Amen. Some things that you know, we got some habits. Somebody say hallelujah. So say, if I stop this, then I'll get blessed. If I stop that, then I get blessed. You know, I can't pay my bills. I'm having a shortcut here, do all this other stuff. We know that's not God's best. As soon as I stop doing it, I'll get blessed. No, receive the blessing of God. Amen. And of course you won't do it because you have the money to pay the bills. The blessing of God will cause you to repent. There are certain things that you may be doing. Now, you know what? The devil will get you in circumstances and situations and cause you to act crazy. Amen. Because there's not enough abundance there. People perform better, they do better, amen, when they have more than enough. Not unless they're just evil to the core and they need a kick in the rear end. Nothing worse than people to get blessed and act crazy after they get blessed. Doesn't it make you just want to slap the taste out of their mouth, amen? God bring them out, amen. God bless them, and the first thing they do is take the money to the bar, take the money to the club. Waste God's best. Don't you do that when God gives you your stuff. It's not meant to cause you to go the wrong way. Repent and turn around and go to right. You know, there's so many people that get in church when things get real rough, and as soon as the good stuff comes, they're out until they get broke again, until they get bound again. You know, they come to the door and say, I wonder what's going on now. Amen. That's not the way it should be. You need to prepare yourself for blessing, but you stay stable. Amen. Only be thou strong and very courageous, and turn not to the left hand nor to the right, that thou mayest, since that you may,
Say that you may prosper wherever you go. What a wonderful word. What a wonderful word. Somebody say hallelujah. If you just receive this word of being strong and courageous, you will prosper. You will prosper wherever you go. Say, I rebuke fear right now in the name of Jesus. Fear is a thief. Fear is a thief. You get to worry, you get all stressed out, and you know what? When you're worried and you're stressed out and you're stuck back, and you know what? You're not going to be able to be all that God wants you to be. So you rebuke the fear of those bills. You rebuke the fear of debt. You rebuke, you know, being upset about where you are or negative circumstances. It won't change as long as you're afraid in it. As long as it's affecting you, it will not change. I'm a witness. As long as you're crying about it, fighting about it, upset about it, biting your fingernails on it, amen, it's never going to change. As long as you're mad about the food not being in the refrigerator, it will never change. As long as you're frustrated, say, why can't I get gas in my car? The tank will never be filled. I'm talking the truth here. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. I'm a witness. I'm not just talking about what I read in the book. I read in the book, amen, but I've walked it out. As long as you're looking at what you don't have and all upset about and strung out about it, it never changes. You'll be there for 15, 20 years praying and playing your gospel songs, amen, when the electricity's still on. It will never change as long as you're doing that. But when you make up in your mind, I will not be afraid. I will not be dismayed. I will not be stressed out. I will not be in fear. No matter what, things will immediately start to change. Say, right now, I rebuke stress, fear, doubt, in every way. Guess what happened? The window of opportunity just opened for you. God just opened a door that he can bless you. Just now. Well, I don't deserve this blessing. Well, no, you don't. Jesus does. It's because of him. I'm teaching good tonight. I'm teaching good. It's going to show up on your feet. It's going to show up on your feet. It'll show up in a belt. Show up in some tires. All you did do is listen to it. There are other things that God would have you do, amen, to be worried about your bills. There are other things you can be focused on, amen, than worrying about trying to take care of yourself. Amen. If you're so concerned about taking care of yourself, and you're worried about taking care of yourself, guess what? You are missing God's best. That is not what God intended for you. The devil's already got you tricked. He's already got you worn out. He's always got you tricked. You're too busy. Oh, good Lord, I can't even. You know, people, there were times we had so many bills and different things here at the church. I didn't even like coming to church. I couldn't stand coming to church. I hate answering the phone. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Every time the phone rang, I wanted to cry. Amen. Some people answer the phone and say, hello. I used to say, I ain't got it. I ain't got it. That's just it. Come and get me. I just don't have it.
Brother Jesse, answer the phone.
Hold on while I step out the door so you wouldn't be lying. He's not here. Amen. come on now. Am I helping anybody? I can lie to you and not do you any good, but it's the truth. Get sick of people sitting up there not telling people the truth like they didn't go through some stuff. Right here at the church.
We have so many darn bills. Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm trying to teach. See, the devil doesn't want you to hear this. I'm about to shut up.
But you need to know the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. And it wasn't no 20 years ago either. Amen.
Oh, I broke it. But the devil is a liar. See, he wanted to break that for a long time. Get me that microphone. I have to use the microphone. I have another one back there, don't I? This is the only one. Y'all pray for this thing. That thing is going to break off, so be careful. This thing right here broke. Get me some duct tape. No, I can do this. Watch this. Y'all think I can? I'm going to run it through the, somebody say rig it. Let's see, if I was a sister, y'all would have a problem. Y'all be praying for deliverance, amen. All right, you stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. Hold on, I can make it better.
I'm helping. Are y'all receiving? All right, so we got up there. We got up. I mean, it would be we sit up there. Hate to answer the phone. We get to the point to where I say, "Look, I don't want to be lying. Let me step out the door while you answer the phone." So he wouldn't, you know, so he wouldn't lie about it. But you know what? God works it out. Until we realize, you know, this phone is stressing me out. I can't take it anymore. I mean, and I said, this phone's just wearing me out. God, we're doing the best we can. It's just terrible. And it would have me so distraught, couldn't study, couldn't read, couldn't do all the things that God wanted me to do just because the phone kept calling. Anybody been there to where you just can't function? I mean, you say, well, I can cut one bill off and save myself some stress. Glory to God. Just, amen. And I realized, you know what, that's not the will of God. Even if I was wrong, that's not how God operates, and that's not how God flows. Being nagged and driven through and going through all this other stuff. You know what we did? We just prayed. God stopped the phone from ringing. He didn't cut it off, praise God. God just stopped it. And you know what? He stopped that stress. You know, he stopped it. So you can get a breather. How many of you ever need a breather? You can cause the storm to stop. You can speak to the wind in a way, say, look, shut up for a season while I get my head together. And supernaturally, it stopped. And then we learned it took us a year. Things didn't change overnight. Things didn't change because we got a whole bunch of people. Oh, this one got a new job. No, that's not, it didn't happen that way. You know when things changed and started to change and things got better? We made a pact. We said, first of all, one thing we're going to do, first of all, we're never going to fuss. Because it used to get to things, something would go wrong, and the bill would come through that we weren't expecting. The first thing we do, call Brother Jesse in this office. Amen. How come this bill happened? No, amen. I knew that bill was coming. Amen. How could this be here? How could you let it get out there like he had the money? Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How could you let this thing get so high? Blah, 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 and blah, blah. You know, just wearing the poor brother out, stressing each other out, and we start to fight, and the day will be all glorified. All he had to do is get a bill to arise. Amen. Then the two preachers would be wearing each other out. Your fault. No, your fault. Your fault. Blah, blah, blah. You the blah, blah. Amen. So we decide, first of all, we're not going to argue over any more money or bills. We're never going to argue or come against each other anymore in that area. We're not going to allow circumstances and situations to get us there anymore. And we're not going to beat each other up about it. We did that. Then the other thing, it took us a year and said, guess what? We're never going to be afraid. And that was more important than paying a bill. Not saying we ran away from it. We'll never, everybody say never, be afraid. We kicked fear out. Yeah, we had many opportunities that would come up there. Oh, my Lord. Imagine not having any money and getting a $6,000 bill. If you don't pay off this bill, you're going to be in trouble, and you don't know where it's coming from. My Lord. First thing, and you know, and your heart starts pounding and beating, we said, first of all, we're never going to be afraid. I don't care. It can go down, but I'm going to go down singing. I'm going to go down with a smile on my face. I'm not going to be afraid. I will not fear. How many of you want your situation to get better and things to start to change? You're going to have to stop the fear. You're going to, some say, only be strong and very courageous. Only be strong and very courageous. Now, that's not saying the devil's not going to give you opportunities or different things to freak out. He'll test you on it. Oh, yeah, you heard this message today. Watch to what I do tomorrow. Just watch this. Just check this. You know what? That thing will go away. Would you say, no, devil, I'm not going to be afraid. God's going to work it out. It'll be there when I need it. I refuse. Somebody say, I refuse to be afraid of anything. What, you know, the Planet of the Apes. Everybody ever seen the movie, The Planet of the Apes? There was one movie where the apes were going across the desert, and then all of a sudden they were walking, and they saw this big bunch of fire across the desert. Remember that? And they had to stop. And they go, oh, my goodness, it was fire everywhere. And the big giant, they were all afraid. And then the army stopped going forward because they saw this illusion.
but it wasn't real. Then the one old guy said, this is not real. And when he said that, he went right through that thing that was meant to stop him in his tracks. Don't allow your fear to hold you hostage. Don't allow your fear to hold you hostage. Fear is faith. Did you know that? Let me tell you what. Many people have more faith, negative faith. Fear is a negative faith. Fear and faith are exactly the exact same thing, except one is a belief that God can do anything and will do anything. And the other one is, well, through experience, I know that the devil can pull this off. Amen. If I see this bill, they say they're going to cut it off. They're definitely going to cut it off. I'm definitely going to lose it. It's definitely not going to work. Or they're definitely going to be mad at me. There's definitely going to be an argument. That's faith as well. So fear is a perversion of faith. And it's hard for you to go forward when you got so much of your faith going for the negative instead of for the positive. And in both cases, you've never really seen either one. When you're afraid of something, I'm going to tell you, after you get hit by a car, you're not afraid. I might get hit again. Anybody ever been run over by a car? You get run over by a car and you let in there. Boy, I'm afraid. I'm afraid now. You know, after it's all over, you feel, you know, at least you've been hit already. Fear is only anticipation of the worst. Amen. Hallelujah. You should get over it unless you sister Jeanette. Amen. No, I'm joking. You should get over it. Say, I refuse to fear. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're believing for will come. Job said, the thing I fear the most has come upon me. Job said, the thing I fear the most has come upon me. Whatever you're believing up. I'm real worried about that. Don't worry, don't manifest. Amen. You're going to see it face to face. Keep on worrying about it. Keep on stressing over it. It'll be right in front of your face. It's not going to go away. It's not. Worry doesn't fix things. It worsens them. It will actually cause it to happen. So don't fear and don't worry. I gotta get going. Hallelujah. So two things, and I'll pick up the other stuff a little bit later on, but those two things I just wanted to get on the inside of you. Did it help? Yes. I'm just trying to give you stuff. You know, that's the good thing about being a pastor. It's like we give it to you. We don't give you jack squat. The Lord does. Amen. But we just speak the word and God does it. Amen. And if you practice those things and put those things to practice, it will manifest for you. Some say, don't fear. Only. Some say, only. Be strong. Only be strong and very courageous. And you will prosper. And you will prosper in every way or every path that you go. You'll be successful in it. And you'll prosper in it. And God will make a way for you. Did you enjoy that tonight? I enjoyed being with you. Amen. And I can't wait to see what God does for you. I can't wait to see what you allow the Lord to do for you. Hold on just a little while longer. Amen. Stand up right where you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get some CDs. And listen, and keep on listening, keep on listening, and keep on listening. The more you get into it, the more you put the word into you, the more it will manifest if it's the right word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just go. Couple seconds. I'm finished, but he's in this place loving his people. I love to feel the Lord when he's loving people. I do. You know, when you see him go out, his love goes out towards someone else. You can experience it towards yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Not too late. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, precious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. one other thing as you're leaving, and I'm going to say it now so I don't forget it. It is reproduction time in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit showed me this. You know, you can tell saints or believers, when we come together with positive fellowship and we positively fellowship with one another, speak the right things, encourage one another, always talk faith, always talk increase, and we do that, we will breed other Christians. You want to cause the church to grow and do certain things. The Bible says they'll know we're Christians by our love. And the Lord showed me this, as in the same way of the world, when we fellowship with one another and they see us dwelling together in unity, and we're talking faith, and we're talking increase, talking doubt, not getting into the negative, and all these things, the very relationship, that very positive relationship will cause somebody else to come in. How many want to see the church grow? Get someone and covenant with them and only speak increase, only speak life. And that communication, that positive relationship and positive communication, it will cause increase to come. Hallelujah. Before we go, find somebody and look them in their face real quick. Get somebody by the hand, somebody that you feel a pull toward. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And look them there. Amen. Here's a sister here, Sister Bell. Hallelujah. Or are you going to go to Brother Rex? Go ahead. Hallelujah. Glory, why don't you minister to this sister? Come on up here, Brother T. Hallelujah. Praise God. And minister to these two. You got to work two of them over. Amen. Speak words of life. Speak words of life. Hallelujah.